This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We do this every Friday. Have a little fun, do a little learning. Take a break from all the bad news that we have to put up with.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
We have a little fun.
Have a little fun. Tim, Ed, and JJ here in the studio. We're here today on this July the 25th.
2025.
Now yeah. I feel bad. You're talking about having fun. The rest of my questions are about Brennan and Clapper and Epstein. And I don't know what to do.
I don't want to hear the word Epstein today. Taking a Friday Epstein break.
Too late.
You already said it. Thank you, JJ.
Messed up your streak.
For ruining my streak there. All right, so we're going to repeat our questions, and then we're going to go back to the phones. We got a bunch of fine students out there across the USA who have called in here to American Family Radio to be on the trivia show. Go ahead, Ed.
All right, here are my three questions. In Olympic fencing, three types of swords are used. Name two of them. Second question, the Sea of Atlas was the ancient Greeks' name for what body of water? It's not the Mediterranean. That was a great guess.
It's a real body of water.
It is
though,
a real body of water. Third question, the Carolina Reaper was the nickname of an American hero in the Revolutionary War. Is that true or false? That's what I've got.
That would be a good name though to come off the ring.
Oh yeah.
The top rope.
Yes.
Right. Here comes the Carolina Reaper. Oh my goodness, are you kidding me? I think it is a hot pepper. So you got the question
you're right, JJ.
And a hot pepper and somebody coming off the turnbuckles. To maybe go against the Kentucky Hillbillies.
Turnbuckle—that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
So, but your question is: was he a what now?
Yes, the Carolina Reaper was the nickname of an American hero in the Revolutionary War. Is that true or false?
Yeah. All right.
You see him coming. You know,
Carolina Reaper's on the way.
Yeah, that's not
going to be a good day for
strike
you.
Strike fear in the hearts of the troops. Here's what I've got. Speaking of troops, first question. Who led his troops to disaster at the Little Bighorn in 1876? Second question, what poison is found in apple seeds?
Sorry, I just thought of something. Anyway, Little Bighorn?
They had a musical group, Little Bighorn. You probably saw them.
They had a big brass.
So he said...
He said, here, hold my root beer.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Who led his troops to disaster at the Little Bighorn in 1876?
Famous last words from this fellow was, I feel good about it.
I feel good about today. Boys, what do you think?
I think we take them.
Oh, man.
Eat your Wheaties, boys.
Oh, I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I have a good feeling.
I have a good feeling this morning.
Here's the deal. Don't just ignore
everybody
them.
Everybody stretch. Do some calisthenics.
Ignore them Vegas bookies. They ain't always right. The odds they got against us. Man. Come on, boys. Keep your chin up.
Let's finish this. We'll be back for dinner.
You got to give 110%.
Yes. Who led his troops to disaster at the Little Bighorn in 1876? What poison, number two, poison is found in apple seeds? I don't know where I've been. I've lived a sheltered life. I did not know that there's poison in apple seeds.
Johnny didn't say squat about that either, did
he? No. I mean, he told us he'd keep the doctor
away. Right,
that's
what I'm talking about.
But he wore that frying pan on his head and that burlap sack over one shoulder. Said, come on, boys, y'all got everybody and their brother. Y'all
had
need
a
to
banjo
plant
on his knee.
You need to plant apple seed in the front yard, backyard, and he'd get that banjo out and play that little theme song.
Yeah.
Talk about applesauce, apple fritters.
Kind of an American leprechaun.
American leprechaun.
Did he ever mention the seeds were poisonous?
No.
No.
No, he didn't. You're right, JJ.
All right.
I mean.
Third question. Now, speaking of things like that, Johnny Appleseed was real, but in folklore, what mysterious ghost ship all hopped
Johnny
up on
Appleseed
those,
was real?
Yes, he was real. Absolutely.
Where did he live?
He went all across the
country. In a big shoe. Wasn't it in a big shoe?
Yes, with all those children. No, wait. Tim, are you telling me you didn't know that Johnny
Allen? He is real. He was real.
Absolutely.
I know
the
song.
That's why we had the federal holiday.
I thought it was a ride at Disney.
No, it's a real thing.
Here comes Johnny Appleseed.
Look.
And didn't he have a little fairy that used to fly with right next to him?
No, look.
Up and down the track.
The next time you eat applesauce, you need to put your hand over your heart.
I think I've got Johnny Appleseed confused with
Peter Cottontail.
We have officially lost our minds.
No. If you're going to crisscross the country on foot, wearing a frying pan on your head with a handle out the back way, like you got your ball cap turned around backwards, and that burlap thing across your shoulder, you got to give him props, man. That's why everybody and their brother, they enjoy apple turnover. And
here comes Johnny Appleseed.
Baked apple.
Hopping down the apple trail. That's what you got in your mind, Tim? Well, thank you for joining us, folks.
Hey, we need to start this half hour over.
Wait. We missed my question.
I'm sorry.
People forgot the question. Yeah. Here's what it is. What poison is found in apple seeds? Third question in folklore. What mysterious ghost ship, they're all hyped up on those ghost peppers. What mysterious ghost ship can never go home is doomed to sail the ocean blue forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got, Tim.
All right, let's see if I can pull myself together.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Has my eagle question been answered?
Yes.
It has been answered, hasn't it? All right. And my airline question has been answered, true?
Yes.
All right, I got one left. I'll add another one if I need to. But here's this question. What show did Mary Tyler Moore appear on before she got her own show? This is the famous actress from the 60s and 70s, Baby Boomers. Everybody knows who Mary Tyler Moore was. Appeared on what show was she on before she got her own show? All right. Everybody understand that question?
Yeah.
All right, let's go, Ed. Back to the...
Okay. I'm just hopping over here to...
You just hop over there, Johnny Appleseed.
That's going to be stuck in your head, that tune.
Kansas and Eugene is on the line. Eugene, we're taking a breath here. We want to welcome you to Trivia Friday.
Hi there, highly esteemed professors. Mm.
I'm not sure if we're highly esteemed right now.
Thank you, brother.
About to pass out.
Well, you're better than me because if my wife hears this, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm supposed to be mowing the yard instead of watching you guys.
Oh no. Yeah. It's too hot to mow.
But you got
to
take a break every once in a while.
Wait till this evening when it's only 98.
Yeah, you have our permission. You go ahead. Take the afternoon off,
okay.
Eugene.
Okay.
And if your wife gets angry, just tell her to calm down.
Little woman.
I'm crazy, not stupid.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, Eugene.
I'd like to answer, I'd like to do both and answer JJ's question about Little Bighorn.
Here's the question. Mm-hmm. Who led his troops to disaster after he said, I feel good about this, at the Little Bighorn in 1876?
That would be George Armstrong Custer.
General George Custer. Yeah, that didn't work out well.
If I don't get the yard mowed, I'm going to have the same
fate. That's right.
Oh, my word.
Just tell your wife, I felt good about taking the afternoon off.
Right.
That's it. Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay. Is it true or false that a possum has a prehensile tail?
Has a what?
It is. Prehensile.
Oh, yeah. It grows back.
No, it just holds on. Grips onto a branch.
Yeah. That is true.
It is.
Yeah. Like a monkey.
You are correct.
That's kind of a... What's it called?
Prehensile.
Prehensile.
We were going to name one of our kids Prehensile. But you know what? Those little kids on the playground, they can find anything to rhyme and make fun. I said, honey, let's don't do it. That's a cute name, and they'll be the only one in the class named prehensile.
Well, there was an old like fable about prehensile and Gretel. You guys remember
that?
Yeah,
I remember that. What big teeth you have.
Hansel and Johnny Appleseed ran around together too about that same time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So we got Eugene talking about
the possum, or, and for the old timers, opossum.
Yeah.
The opossum, the possum, and their tail curls around the
silent
branch.
Now,
it's like saying humble or humble. Just depends on which part of the creek you're on.
Creek. So what's the what's the question?
That's it.
Well, we answered.
It's true that his tail wraps around like a monkey to hold on to.
That would be
the limb.
An odd feeling, you know, if you're an animal.
Well, first of all, to have a tail.
And your tail starts, you know, doing its own thing.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't think it does it without the possum knowing it, but I mean. Back. I said get back.
Well, so it has control over
it.
Sure.
It does. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mentally.
as far as we can determine, a possum has a mental
because it'd be terrible if they're trying to get away or something to say, oh man, my tail is wrapped around that.
Yep, can't get away.
Wrapped around that limb. I can't go anywhere. They just did it on its own.
I don't think Tim's going to make it to the bottom of the hour.
I agree.
Oh gosh.
All right. Eugene, did you have a question? That was his question, wasn't it?
That was. We got it right.
All right.
I just asked that.
Did he?
No, he rushed back to get on that lawnmower. He's not
his
crazy.
Wife's listening. You know,
he's not stupid or crazy.
He got his tail back on that.
He didn't answer
mower.
Did he want to answer a question though?
He did. He answered about George Custer.
Oh yeah,
that was a lot of laughs ago.
Right. Yeah. All right. You're listening to Trivia.
Thank you, Eugene.
That was a long way around to get an answer to your question there. It took about 2 minutes to find out whether he had answered a question
right.
or not. Let's go back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Alabama. DJ is on the line. DJ, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Mm-mm. Hello.
Hey, DJ.
Hello, DJ. How you doing?
Yes, I'm good.
Anybody that goes by initials is okay in my book, DJ.
All righty.
Says JJ.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I can do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The Mary Tyler Moore.
Here we go.
Okay. Right. By the way, where do you live in Alabama, DJ?
I live in downtown Florence.
Oh, that's a good area.
Oh, yeah. We love the Quad City
right
there.
Right there by that beautiful river.
Mm-hmm.
All yes,
right.
Sir.
So here is the question for DJ. She's going to answer. Are you a baby boomer? Are you?
I guess.
What year were you born?
Tim,
you're not 61? Supposed to ask ladies that.
What?
61.
Okay, I was born in 63. Yes, you're a baby boomer. The last baby boomer was. I had a reason for this question. The baby boomer is defined as post World War II, and it's from 1946 to 1964.
Oh, so you were the tail end.
Tail end, and so 60. I was born in 63, but DJ was born in 61. So the question she's going to answer, DJ's going to answer, what show did Mary Tyler Moore appear on, DJ, before she got her own show?
Okay, is it possible for there to be two answers? I mean, when you first gave that, I just screamed out something.
All right.
But then I did some research, and I come up with something different.
Okay, well, give me what you screamed out.
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, wow, nicely done.
So what did you find out from researching, though?
Well, okay, she also had a starring role, Sam. Her name was Sam in the 1950s TV series, which would have been before me, in a series called Richard Diamond, a private detective show.
Really?
That must have not lasted long because I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
But now, Mary Tyler Moore, she played Dick Van Dyke's wife, right?
She did a great job.
Wife. Wasn't ex-wife.
Laura? Wasn't it Laura?
What did I say?
Did you say ex-wife?
No, I said she played Dick Van Dyke's, wife,
yes.
Right? On the show.
Rob and Laura.
Yes. And this show, the Dick Van Dyke Show, ran from 1961 to 1966. And then the show, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, ran from 1970 to 1977. So what you screamed out was right. You had it. I don't know about the other, but
good job, DJ.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
And Dick Van Dyke's still alive.
He's 99 years old.
Really?
Yep.
Yep. Yep. He's renegotiating his contract to do a Mary Poppins number three. Huh? They had a return.
Oh, you know what? I did see something sweep. About that because he put the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on eBay.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's
that car,
he's,
flying car.
He's holding out for a better contract.
Yeah. DJ, what's your question for us?
You know, when you're 99.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
What is the hardest natural substance?
I'm going to say a husband's head.
Good answer, Jay.
Wait, that was knee-jerk. Let's see what.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, DJ.
Natural substance.
No. Isn't it like a diamond?
It's a diamond.
I'm going to think it's a diamond because they use it on saw blades. Yeah. They use it on surgical tools because it's just so hard.
How about a diamond, DJ?
Diamond.
You're all right.
Okay.
All right, diamond. Right. And where do you...
Diamond-tipped.
You know, a lot of diamonds come from Africa, don't they?
Yeah, and they're forever.
Well, they're also a girl's best friend. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's right.
You know, that doesn't seem quite equitable. Man has a dog.
Right.
Women have diamonds.
An inanimate object.
One you got to feed, and the other just
you gotta spend a fortune
its value.
On.
That's in Proverbs. You have to read it for yourself. DJ, thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate it. DJ got it right.
Thankfully, it's never hot in Alabama in July.
Oh, man.
What show did Mary Tyler Moore appear on before she got her own show? The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Didn't he trip every time he came into the living room? Tripped out over that ottoman.
Yep.
Or Audubon.
That was his signature move, or was that the intro to the show?
Intro because he's pretty good at pratfalls.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are learning a lot of new terms on this show here. We've
pretty good at what you say?
Something. Pratfalls.
Pratfalls.
That's a comedic thing where you're walking and you just kind of trip.
Yeah.
You get a quick little laugh with very little effort. So. If you don't care about your chiropractic bill.
Pratfalls. It's also a beautiful state park.
Pratfall.
Got to go there in the. I'd go there in the fall. You know what I'm saying?
Where? What state is that?
Pratt Falls. The Pratt Falls State Park.
It's in Wyoming.
Have you never camped there?
No. Cascading over the cliff there.
Yes.
If you haven't seen the Pratt Falls, you're missing out. The mist and the gorillas coming up in there on a kayak.
There are gorillas in the mist.
You know Johnny Appleseed does a show there.
Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, it's seasonal.
Make your weekend.
You got to make sure you get tickets early.
Here comes Johnny Appleseed.
Are we? I'm out of questions, fellas.
I got some I can loan you.
I do have one, but we're about out of time today. So we got
seven minutes. 7 minutes. We got time.
Let's go to Indiana.
I got one. I don't know.
Hate wasting those questions.
Yeah, I know.
This kills
so much homework.
With 7 minutes left, having to give another question. All right, we go to Indiana, and Jewel is on the line. Jewel, welcome to Trivia Friday. I hope I pronounced your name correctly.
Yeah, you did. My grandson, he's Trent Kaiser, and he wrote me a letter because he's in jail, and he wants me to ask you some football questions.
Wonderful.
All right.
Okay.
So you don't want to answer any of the ones we have?
No, because I don't know all that stuff.
Okay. All right. Ask us a football question.
Okay. All right, he says, what was the name of the quarterback who was selected number one overall in 2012 by the Indianapolis Colts and what was his jersey number?
Andrew Luck, number 12, I think.
That's number one.
Wow, that's our dean right there. What's the next one, Jewel?
Here's the second question. What school did he go to?
Stanford.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. See how effortless he does that?
All right. One more.
Okay. What year did he retire and why did he retire?
Okay.
Well, I don't know the exact year, but maybe like 2020, maybe something like
was
that.
It injury 2019 related because of injuries.
Yeah, he didn't. He was tired of getting injured, and yeah. he didn't want. He was like 30 and 31, something like that. He didn't. I think he was that old, but he didn't want to wreck his body anymore.
Okay.
So that was the reason.
Is that a good enough answer, Jewel? What is your what's your grandson? What did he say?
Well, the first answer was Andrew Luck, I guess, jersey number 12. And the second one was Stanford University. And the third retired in 2019, setback injuries.
Wow, Tim Wildman for the triple.
Way to go.
Hey, tell him thank you for making a contribution to the show. At AFR, listen, we love inmates, we love farmers, we love truckers, wide spectrum of people, and we're just thankful that he has an opportunity to listen or at least to get with you and provide those questions. Great questions.
He's obviously an Indianapolis Colts fan.
Right.
Yeah.
With those kinds of questions.
That's great.
All right,
thank you, Jewel.
Yeah, you're listening to Trivia Friday. Who's next, Ed?
All right, we go to Kentucky. This is your neck of the woods, JJ, and Jacob is on the line. Jacob, welcome to Trivia Friday.
I am here. How are you doing?
Great.
JJ.
Hey, Jacob, what part of the bluegrass state?
I'm in West Kentucky, about where you lived, in Owensboro.
Are you in Owensboro?
No, I'm in Hickory, Kentucky.
Okay.
That you know where that's at?
No, I don't. How far is that? Are you closer to Paducah or Owensboro?
Yes.
Where are you?
Close to Paducah.
Over there by Lone Oak and Paducah. Well, you're in barge country.
That's also,
as you well know.
Isn't that Dukes of Hazzard country too?
That's the one.
Yeah. Hey, Jacob, ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I don't know if I have time to do both.
Well, we'll try to fit you in. Which one you want to answer?
I think Junior's got a true or false question I can answer.
Junior?
JJ's got a question I can answer.
Go.
My true or false is already.
I have a true or false question.
You want to try Ed's?
Give it to me.
All right. The Carolina Reaper was the nickname of an American hero in the Revolutionary War. Is that true or false?
Since it's a 50-50 shot, I'll just say it's false.
It is false. As JJ repeatedly mentioned, it is the hottest pepper on the Scoville scale. It's a crossbreed between the ghost pepper and the habanero.
I thought it could be that he was in the Revolutionary War, right? And they named it after him.
you put one of those on your hamburger, you're going to the hospital.
Right. Some people probably can eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's your question, Jacob?
Yes. Who starred in All in the Family that also had a crossover show?
Oh, the black guy, the neighbor.
Yes.
Oh, he was Jefferson.
He was moving on up.
Yeah, something Jefferson.
That's the one.
Yeah, Jeffersons. He went from All in the Family Meathead and Archie.
Jefferson's moving on up? Is that the theme?
Yeah.
Yes, well, that's the one.
It is, yep.
Okay, well, what's the theme for Good Times? Good Times.
That's JJ.
All right, way to go, JJ. JJ Jasper. Thank you, Jacob. Sorry we got to run.
Yeah.
All right.
Questions?
Questions. In Olympic fencing, three types of swords are used. There's a foil, an épée, and a saber.
Everybody knows that.
And then the Sea of Atlas was the ancient Greek's name for what body of water? The Atlantic Ocean, named after the Atlas Mountains in Africa.
I like the Sea of Atlas where he held that water up on his shoulder. Hey, what poison is found in apple seeds, guys?
It's arsenic.
Cyanide.
Yeah, okay.
In folklore, what mysterious ghost ship can never go home, doomed to sail the
Flying
ocean?
Dutchman?
The Flying Dutchman.
Okay.
Nicely done. Tim, you have any more?
No, I'm just going to read up on Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, please do.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Have a great
You know he's real. He really is real.